News Talk Tonight continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. He'll be back on Monday, raring to go. Interesting story here. We found this, and we just wanted to pass this along to you. This Saturday, starting at the Base Borden Cenotaph in Barrie, firefighters in full bunker gear and supporters will walk the 22-kilometer walk to the Will Dwyer Memorial Park, raising funds for the Terry Fox Foundation in Will's memory. Will was, for 42 years, Barrie's million-dollar man, a guy who dedicated himself to tirelessly fundraising for the Terry Fox Foundation, and now his son is determined to honor his legacy, actively encouraging more and more local schools to get involved. And I am delighted to bring Robert Dwyer, retired platoon chief on the Base Borden Fire Department, on the show to speak with me about this. Mr. Dwyer, thank you for joining me.
Hey, you're welcome.
So tell me a little bit about your father. What kind of guy was he?
Well, he was pretty firm and dedicated. When he started something, he always finished it.
Well, it seems that way. So for more than four decades, he raised money for the Terry Fox Foundation. Why was that particular cause so important to him?
He had several family members pass away with cancer, starting with his mother and his father, and then two of his siblings, two sons.
And he was determined to raise $1 million. Now, I think from what I understand that that happened, you're trying to double it to $2 million. Is that right?
Well, yes and no. Dad hit the 1 million mark.
Did he?
219.
Yeah. Wow.
And shortly after he hit that, he announced that he was going to go to 2 million.
Well, it's good to have ambition.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And how exactly is the money raised? I mean, you say you want to get more schools involved. Exactly what does that mean?
Well, Dad, for 42 years, collected all over Simcoe, Muskoka, Simcoe County, Simcoe, Muskoka. And that was his main area. And he started in May, middle of May, and he'd go to the Terry Fox run in September.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to expand. When Dad passed away 15 months ago, I was bound and determined to keep it going.
Yeah.
I took him around the last 3 years that he wasn't driving, from 93 to 96, two or three times a week, so he'd get his pledges to keep him activated in the Terry Fox.
Right,
so
right.
Just the remarks from people that I met was unbelievable, and I could see why Dad was doing this. He had a passion to help others, and they appreciated what he was doing.
Yeah, it sounds like he really left a legacy, although it's selfless work, I think. But he left a legacy. He'll be remembered.
Oh, he'll be remembered, and it'll continue. As long as I'm alive, I'll be trying to get him to the $2 million. And to get back to the schools, the Terry Fox Foundation of Ontario have sent a standalone letter to all the schools in Simcoe County asking them to consider helping Will get to his $2 million.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And what will you be doing on Saturday? What exactly will you be doing on Saturday?
Well, I'll be likely making a little quick speech before the event starts. Welcoming everybody that's participating, especially the firefighters. This is unbelievable what they're doing. They did it in 2019. COVID kind of put the halt on it, and then they're back at it this year. So I will be doing the 20-kilometer walk, and just so it's corrected, it'll start in Borden at the Legacy Park, and then they will continue to Will Dwyer Park, and it's 20 kilometers.
And it says full bunker gear, firefighters in full bunker gear. What does that mean?
Well, they'll be walking. Some will be walking. Others will just be in gym and running shoes.
Right.
But they'll have an excess of about 70 pounds on them.
Yeah.
Including their bunker pants, bunker coat, SCBA, helmet, and gloves. I don't know how they're going to do it. I did the walk in 219, not in bunker gear. I was just about ready to retire, but they needed some elderly guys, mature guys, to drive the vehicles and offer first aid and refreshments and stuff and food. So I was one of the lucky ones that got to do that.
Well, Mr. Dwyer, thank you so much for taking some time to tell us about this evening.
Yeah, that's greatly appreciated. We're still on air? Or?
No, we are, yep.
Okay.
Did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, I wanted to add the link, but I don't. I'll have to email it to you if that's okay.
Sure, yeah. Email it to my producer, Tony, and I'll put it out over the air here, and we'll see if we can get some donations and get people trying to help you reach $2 million.
Beautiful. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I love it. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too. That was Robert Dwyer, retired platoon chief on the Base Borden Fire Department. We will try and get the link to you a little bit later on in the show. Another story. The Prime Minister wrapped up his cabinet retreat in Charlottetown today with a pledge to millennials. Justin Trudeau says he owes younger Canadians action on the high cost of living. Vashi Kapelos was there, and she files this report.
Focus would very squarely be placed on the housing crisis in this country and coming out of it. That's exactly what happened. Ministers met over the course of those 3 days and heard from a slew of experts in the field who put forward various solutions to the crisis, things that would help the government be able to lead efforts to triple the number of homes that are built by 2030. The CMHC says there needs to be 5.8 million new homes by that year, 2 million of which would be rental units, in order to restore affordability across the country. So the big question for the Prime Minister on day three of this retreat was, well, which of the solutions might your government adopt, or when will you inform Canadians about which ones you plan to go ahead with? Specific answers to those questions were not provided. Instead, the Prime Minister said that he does plan to continue to engage on the issue and that the efforts that the government has put forward so far to date, which, to be fair to them, there are some of them, like the Housing Accelerator Fund and a host of other investments through a housing plan they introduced back in 2017, those efforts, he said, there would be more of. However, critics say that won't be enough to meet the target, for example, that the CMHC has put forward. The tripling of home building is a massive endeavor. The people, the experts that those cabinet ministers heard from said, or rather told them, it is possible to do so, but we didn't hear anything today about how that might happen. The housing minister says a plan of some sort like that could be coming in the next few months.
A plan of some sort. What I've been hearing is that it's a plan to have more meetings so that they can schedule some more meetings, and they'll talk about affordable housing and then have some more meetings to talk about the last meeting they just had. That's what I've been hearing. Thanks, Vashi Kapelos, for that report. I'm Richard Krause in for Jim Richards. Nerd News is next with Dan Riskin. Stay with me.